This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. There's controversy over a break shoe trophy given to an assistant prosecutor in the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office. The gift came after a truck driver who lost his brakes on I-70 and killed four people was sentenced to 110 years in prison. The elected district attorney, Alexis King, said the trophy was made in poor taste. The trucker's sentencing has sparked national outcry at Colorado's mandatory minimum sentencing laws. Stargazers in Colorado may spy a fuzzy patch of light below the very bright planet Venus. That would be Comet Leonard. CPR's Mike Procell has more.
The comet reaches perihelion, or its nearest point to the sun, around January 3rd. That's when comets typically either break apart or become their brightest. Bruce Bookout is a professor of astronomy at Pikes Peak Community College.
It may brighten, it may not. If it does, we're going to have a nice observational period looking out towards the southwest, and a simple pair of binoculars are going to be your best view of it.
Bookout says the comet will likely be visible through the first week or so of the new year. Once it passes the sun, if it's still intact, it'll speed out of the solar system. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Last week's windstorm was particularly harsh for much of southern Colorado, and some Pueblo residents are still cleaning up the aftermath. Officials have now launched a citywide effort to clean up neighborhoods overwhelmed by what they're calling a tumbleweed invasion. The entire project is expected to last several days. This is CPR News and KRCC. Stick around this hour as we will have live special coverage of President Joe Biden as he's expected to address Americans over the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Cases are surging around the country and in Colorado ahead of the end of your holidays. We don't have an exact time for you as to when the president will speak, but again, he is expected to begin this hour.